This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Appel, national play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA, joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Do you think, I'm going to go right into a Dolphins question here, even though we have a lot of stuff to talk about from last night at Funky Buddha. Do you think the Dolphins, Dave Hyde wrote a column today, we were talking about it. Dave Hyde wrote a column saying, hey, Dolphins need to trade Tyreek Hill, or at least they need to start putting the feelers out there to see, hey, is there a market for Tyreek Hill? So yes or no?
I'm on the record on this show, on the morning show, as saying the Dolphins should absolutely explore that. They need more size outside, and Tyreek's been great. And I think you've, not that he's going to decline and become someone who's like unrecognizable, but I
think he was last year. He was pretty unrecognizable last year.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, but you still look at his numbers, and that's a pretty productive receiver, not by his standards. What I'm saying is the Dolphins have, I think, seen the ceiling of what they're going to get from Tyreek Hill. And here's where they are. And they're obviously not going to get what they gave up for him, but I think they should absolutely explore it 100%.
But to this conversation, Josh, do you think, because we've talked about this a lot, almost restructuring using different guys, if they weren't going to re-sign Javon Holland, maybe get some for him last year, whatever it was. But restructuring this more into a Commanders, Lions, Philly, like build out from the trenches, like almost because we're this track meet team. And we talked about it yesterday where like this 70-point game, we're still living on this 70-point Denver game. This track meet team, I don't know if we can be successful with everybody in the second level of the offense running a 4-2, it doesn't seem like it's working for long-term success.
I think it's pretty clear that after 3 years of trying it, we've seen the best of what that version looks like. Not that it's bad, but we know what the teams that make deep runs into the postseason look like, and we know how the builds are of the teams the Dolphins struggle against. So if that's what wins and you're not doing what wins, then yeah, like that's what they have to do. The problem is all their money is in other places, right? So they have to figure that part out about it. Like Detroit as an example, like obviously they were terrible for a really long time. And they have a lot of guys who are on team-friendly contracts, and those are going to come up soon. With the Bengals, they made the Super Bowl run, but now they're going through everybody being on huge, massive contracts. Obviously the Bills didn't lose much of a step, but had to get rid of Stephon Diggs. They don't have the room for that big money player really anymore there, or you know, the type of bill that they had prior to that. So the cap might constrain the Dolphins from maybe going all in on that type of rebuild, but like part of that absolutely has to be addressed in some manner.
I was finding it interesting yesterday. So, you know, the combine's going on and Mike McDaniel spoke with the media and we were playing clips. And I do find it kind of interesting that you have a reaction to Mike McDaniel, listeners, texters, ourselves, year one, and then year two, and then year three, and now going into year four. And we all are having very different reactions to him than we had at the beginning. And so obviously they're at some sort of inflection point, I think. We're not the only people, like, we're not living in a vacuum. Chris Perkins wrote a column in the Sun Sentinel that said Mike McDaniel needs a miracle to save his job after this season. And his point was the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, kind of needed a miracle, and he got it, won a Super Bowl. And Perk was saying all Mike McDaniel needs is to win a playoff game. And so let's assume that's what he needs to keep his job, because it would be very tough to fire him if they won a playoff game next season.
Yep.
So if that's what he needs, my question to you is, are they closer to being a team that wins a playoff game than they are to being a team that doesn't win a playoff game? Because I think they are.
It's so depressing that, like, the miracle he needs is to win a playoff game. It's not going on a Super Bowl run. Yeah. It's win a single playoff game. Yeah, I mean, clearly it's reached an inflection point here. I think we all know going in, I don't know if hot seat is the right term, because I don't think they're going to fire him midseason unless it's a real disaster. Are they close? I feel like they're just kind of in the same spot going into this year.
The same spot as last year, or the same spot as the year prior? Because I think last year was the aberration. This is the conflict that Solana and me and Crowder have, is I feel like last year was an aberration, that year two was more representative of who that team is going forward.
Yeah, and then they all fell, and then they fell apart at the end because everybody got hurt.
Right.
But I felt going into this past season that they got better in at least a corner with Kendall, with the Fuller that they brought in. I thought he was better than Xavier Howard, who that version of X obviously didn't end up anywhere in the league last year. You know, that guy can't play in the league anymore. Hot take. So I thought, generally speaking, despite losing Christian Wilkins and Robert Hunt and guys like that, generally speaking, I was one of the people that picked them to finish ahead of Buffalo, and I was dismissing the Jets. And hey, we were right about that one, at least. Yeah, I just kind of feel like they're in the same spot. I'll be interested to see how they address losing hot. Like, they're replacing both safeties. I think we can all agree. And they're also replacing.
Feel that way.
And then they're replacing the corner opposite, again, of Jalen Ramsey. So they've got some holes they got to fill. And, you know, I'm surprised this show done the would you trade Tua for Matthew Stafford hypothetical yet? Because no, I was thinking about it today.
We did. Would you rather have Stephen Ross, Chris Greer, and Mike McDaniel, or Stephen Ross, Nick Sirianni, and Howie Roseman?
I want to answer.
I mean, I was thinking about it today. If the Rams would do it, I would do that in a second.
Stop it.
What do you mean stop? What?
No. I'm with you. Matt Stafford, like, it's the whole, it's almost the KD thing. Would you want to take an old Kevin Durant for a couple years? Would you take an old Matt Stafford for a couple years?
Crowder.
I mean, Stafford nearly beat Philadelphia on the road.
Almost beat Philly, the Super Bowl champion.
Are you guys forgetting how long we've looked for a quarterback since Dan Marino? Tua could be your quarterback for the next 10 years.
And Tua is a top 12 guy. Matt Stafford is a monster.
I love Tua. Like, I've said it plenty. I've defended him plenty.
Who's better? Let's not do it. I think Matt Stafford
right
is better
now,
than Tua.
Matt Stafford.
I'm taking Matt Stafford. If I get a good 2 years out of Matt Stafford here, like, yeah, I'm doing that. Because honestly, like, the things that
Tua hasn't been the problem.
I don't disagree, but his shortcomings, which he still does have, like, Stafford's durable. Stafford's can play.
But how old is he now? You can't be durable into your.
Of course,
late 30s.
He's more durable than Tua.
How old is he? How old is Matt Stafford?
I don't know how Matt Stafford is, but Matt Stafford is more durable than Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa
has been, yes.
37.
If an acorn falls
37?
off, if an acorn
he's 37?
If an acorn falls off a tree and hit Tua's in the head, he misses a month of football.
Stop here, it. He's 37. You're not giving up Tua for 37-year-old Matt Stafford. Listen, stop it.
Listen,
he's spry, though.
You're riding Tua, this Tua thing for two more years at least, right? And then they have a chance to reevaluate there. Would you rather go, if all things equal, would you rather go the next 2 years with Tua or the next 2 years with Stafford, and then Stafford retires at 38, 39, whatever it is going to be? Like, the 2 years coming up, Stafford or Tua? Because you may end up losing Tua after 2 years anyways if it doesn't go well.
Yeah, but if it does go well, which I believe that there's a very good chance that it does, you've got your quarterback, the guy you've been waiting for forever.
Well, what's the definition of going well? Because I feel like for him, it has gone well under Mike McDaniel, and they haven't won anything.
Right. I mean, he needs to stay healthy, first of all. He needs to stay healthy. They need to have a good offensive line to protect him. And I'm high on the team. No one else is. I'm high on the team.
I'm not down on them, but like, I'm not like, I've learned.
Not down
I'm
on not, them. You want to trade the quarterback.
I'm not. Hold on. That's a hypothetical, number one. Number two, I'm going to catch myself from doing the, yeah, this is the year they're going to finish ahead of Buffalo. Like, I'm going to wear egg on my face for the third straight year. I'm just not going to do it.
Okay, and we're doing hypotheticals. Hawking, you brought it up. We did it earlier in the show. Is Howie Roseman a better GM than Chris Greer?
Yeah.
is Nick Sirianni, Super Bowl winner Nick Sirianni, a better head coach than Mike McDaniel?
Yeah.
So I don't think this is a question. Would you take them over them?
Well, yes, I wasn't being serious there.
Wait, yeah,
I mean, they could have the stadium as well.
Yes.
I just wanted Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel to know that I've got their back in any situation.
Well, if they're listening, I'm sure they're thrilled to hear that.
Yes, they're better.
I'm envisioning Greer and McDaniel at St. Elmo's listening on the Odyssey app at a table in the back. Hawk said, hey, Mike, Hawk said. Hawk.
I thought it was cocktail shrimp, Hawk. That's what Solana calls it, cocktail shrimp.
Appel, when we're saying, hey, Tua for the next 2 years because of the contract, right?
Yeah.
The reality is there's one more year to make this work. Period, end of story. It's this upcoming season. Because if it doesn't work this upcoming season, then all bets are off. Everybody could be losing their job, and the Dolphins are going to want to move on from Tua, in my opinion, if it's not going to be with McDaniel. If we're looking at a one-year sample size now, moving forward of this has to work, then why trade Tyreek Hill? Why not buy into what they've bought into for the past 3 years, which is this core. This is the core that's going to go win it, because if they don't, aren't they admitting, hey, we made mistakes along the way. We were wrong about the core that we invested money into a season ago. That's why I'm not buying into them trading Tyreek Hill. And trust me, I would take Stafford in a second, but I'm not buying into that even coming across Greer's mind, because the reality is they have one more year as the decision makers to say, we did this correctly. We've just had some bumps along the road.
I should, again, clarify, that was a pure hypothetical that I was thinking about today, that there is no report that the Dolphins are considering a Matthew Stafford deal. I just thought of it because I think it's a good question at this point in Stafford's career and at this point where Tua is. Solana, I think you have a good point, but I don't know. I feel like Tyreek's an interesting case because I feel like a lot of the issues that they were dealing with off the field, not necessarily just with his actual like arrest or detainment before the first game, but some of the antics in general, I don't know if, you know, given the production of last year, if that they feel it's worth it for another year. But I'm not fully like all in on trading him. I just think it's something they should explore.